This is a question from Nipun Sharma. The subject is, give your life to the Hare Krishna movement. As a neophyte devotee who has recently taken interest in giving my life to serving Srila Prabhupada and the Hare Krishna movement, the common question of how to do so has arisen frequently in my recent months of trying to serve Srila Prabhupada. How can I give my life to Srila Prabhupada's mission to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Looking at the movement in general, in the first 20 or 30 years of the movement, devotees were more detached from the material world and its activities and stayed more in the temple. Many would not partake in the activities of daily materialistic life, such as school, a job, having a household away from the temple, having friends away from the temple, which are all very understandable because for spiritual advancement, environment and association is very important. But looking at the general trend of devotees today, it is very rare that devotees become brahmacharis or live at the temple or spend more than just an average one or two evenings at the temple each week. Rather, the general mass of Hare Krishna devotees today are very much inclined toward their material education, their material success as businessmen, as families, part of the social environment they live in, and so on. As a neophyte, the greatest difficulty I'm facing, which is now becoming quite problematic in my spiritual life, is seeing that there is actually no difference between serving Krishna directly by maybe cleaning the temple floor or serving his devotees compared to indirectly by concentrating on being successful in their material education or business life. What's that paragraph? More specifically, as a student who would like to give his life to serving Srila Prabhupada, being enthusiastic about serving by gaining a material education is something very difficult for me to understand. On one hand, I'm reading Srila Prabhupada's books on how the material education system today, material education system in today's contemporary society is mundane, as it skips the greatest question of life, that we are not these bodies and that we are the spirit soul, eternal part and parcel of Krishna. Rather, material education concentrates on how we can use all the resources of the material world for our sense gratification. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains karma yoga. We must not simply forget everything and practice vikarma by renouncing everything and sitting alone in a room. Rather, we should practice akarma by offering the fruits of our actions unto Krishna and accept him as the supreme controller. My difficulty is seeing how I can do so with a material college degree. It is difficult for me to submit to professors in universities who try to invalidate Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, they accredit atheism and such illogical theories. The question arises in my mind that rather than spending time... Read it into the mic so everyone... Read it.
I am not even sure with what I want to do. That I can surrender my whole life in serving as a devotee in a temple where they hardly have any devotees to serve.
Okay. That's quite a question. It's almost like an essay. The natural result of seriously studying Srila Prabhupada's books is that one will feel lack of taste for material life. The books which Srila Prabhupada, the main books that he translated, they all induce that sense. They give rise to that idea. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Yehi sangsparshaja bhoga dukha yorya evate adyantavanta kauntya nateshu ramate buddhaha. that the happiness that is derived from contact of the senses with the sense objects actually causes misery in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. Therefore, an intelligent person does not endeavor in this way. So materialistic life being based on sense gratification, anyone who reads this and understands it will naturally not, their interest in sense gratification will go, should go into a steep decline. And similarly, there are many similar verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For instance, Parabhavastava-da-bodha-jata-ya-vanda-jignyasata-atma-tattvam. One's life is, all one's endeavors are defeated as long as one does not inquire into the nature of the self. Bhakti pareshano bhavo viraktir anyatra. Bhakti is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam as experience of the Supreme Lord and detachment from everything else. So it's natural, and Srila Prabhupada, he doesn't try to redefine this, but his purports are to refine, to bring out that subject more and more. Because actually it's a fact that the only meaning of existence is to serve Krishna, and everything else is worse than useless. So anyone who reads Srila Prabhupada's books will naturally develop a desire to fully dedicate themselves to Krishna and not have interest in materialistic life. Of course, that doesn't mean that everyone has to just jump out of their home and rush off to the forest. There are many examples within the Srimad Bhagavatam of greatly advanced devotees within the Grihastha ashram. But for a young man who's asking this question, a young man who's not married, he has his life ahead of him, presumably, if he lives a natural lifespan, then naturally the question would arise, why should I get entangled in various materialistic activities if I can give my life for directly serving Krishna? And on principle, I recommend that to any young man who's taking interest in Krishna consciousness, that why get diverted into having to work, maintain a family, and all these things, if you can directly give your life to Krishna. Of course, not everybody may be ready to do that, not everybody may be inclined to do that, but on principle, I recommend it. And Grihasthas who read Srila Prabhupada's books, they also naturally become less interested in materialistic life. And for that reason, well, there's one of the reasons why Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish Varnashram communities, so that married devotees don't have to remain within materialistic society, but can conduct their family life in the association of devotees. Now, I am informed that there are some preachers within the Krishna Conscious Movement who preach that having a good career and getting your degree, that is devotional service to Krishna. Now, this point should be scrutinized, because devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. These are the nine principles of devotional service. Now, it is possible that one can be on the platform of Atmanivedan, full surrender to Krishna, and engage what would otherwise seem to be materialistic activities in the service of Krishna. In other words, to give an example, if someone is a businessman, he can if he's a businessman and a fully surrendered devotee of Krishna, he can conduct his business in a manner that is fully favorable or conducive for Krishna consciousness. For instance, he could engage all the workers in his business in taking prasada, and the profits of the business could be utilized for promoting the Krishna consciousness movement. That would mean not 1% or 2%, but considerably more if one's actually going to consider performing business as a devotional service. Now, persons who are encouraged to get a good career and study well, and that is your devotional service, this presumes that those devotees are already on the platform of full surrender to Krishna. The logic goes like this, as far as I can understand, that if materialistic people see that the devotees of Krishna are very materialistically successful, then materialistic people will also be more inclined to take up Krishna consciousness. And in this way, having a successful career is preaching. Well, there are some problems with this proposition. One thing is that to get a degree and have a good career requires to put pretty much all or most of one's attention on those activities. Now, it is direct devotional service to, for instance, to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. But to read about chemical engineering is not direct devotional service. It does not directly remind one about Krishna. And dealing with materialistic people to make money does not remind one about Krishna. So to say that pursuing a career and getting a degree is devotional service is it's somewhat tricky. It seeks to give the idea to people that they will get the same benefit from leading a basic, what is basically a materialistic lifestyle, that they will get from fully surrendering to Krishna, being fully absorbed in Krishna's service. Now, of course, it is possible to be a student or a businessman and also chant Hare Krishna and also cultivate Krishna consciousness. But it is not the recommended process for spiritual advancement to study chemical engineering or medicine or computer science or whatever. Now, it may be that if we encourage people, yes, you do your career, that is your devotional service, then many people will come to Krishna consciousness. If we tell them, you go on with your life and you chant Hare Krishna, and the materialistic activities that you perform, that becomes devotional service, that will be attractive to many pious materialistic people. But it is a misrepresentation of devotional service. Because the idea of, well, it's said that you do your degree and that's devotional service, but is it really that people are doing their degree with no desire other than to serve Krishna? I doubt it very much. And thus we promote, it may seem like very successful preaching, but we're not spreading Krishna consciousness according to the teachings of the acharyas. We are promoting something like karma mishra bhakti, where we perform activities that we like to do, with a strong admixture of personal desire and call that devotional service. And then what happens, then it becomes, for those who are promoting such a kind of preaching, they also, in many cases, have to tell the people they are preaching to not read Prabhupada's books. Because if they read Prabhupada's books, they'll get a different idea to that which the so-called preachers are promoting. And then, you know, then when we start accommodating to people's desires, and then we start all kinds of mundane welfare work, and so many things that will go with the flow of modern materialistic society. And it may be very successful. Many people start to follow the four regulative principles, or at least some of them. We don't talk too much about the regulative principles. And many people start to chant Hare Krishna, and it all looks very good. But if we actually study Srila Prabhupada's books without the... if we just read them as they are, then we understand that cultivating material desires in the name of devotional service is not actually devotional service. So, in general, to the specific person who's asking this question, I would say, well, if you want to serve Krishna, fully give your life, you should think of doing that. It is a very serious commitment to join a brahmachari ashram in ISKCON. So one should know what one is getting into. It may not be something that one should be encouraged to take up immediately, because the level of commitment that is required, well, not everyone may be ready for that. Also, a point to consider is that in some cases, when devotees were studying in a university and they took up Krishna consciousness in the middle of their course, in some cases, Srila Prabhupada encouraged them to finish the course and then get their degree and then join the Krishna consciousness movement. So there may be various other considerations, but on principle, we encourage people to give their life to Krishna, to promote the Krishna consciousness movement. The world needs not more chemical engineers or even environmental engineers. The world needs preachers of Krishna consciousness. Of course, one may preach as doing a job, one can also preach. But in general, one's scope for doing so is considerably reduced if one has to devote almost all one's time and energy to earning money and maintaining a family. So in general, I encourage that. But again, look before you leap, because anyway, be careful, that's all. I would not recommend joining as a brahmachari in every ISKCON temple. It would be better to join in a temple where you'll be properly guided and trained.